Hey, what's good? We're back. It's vlog 16. We're gonna title this one Why Follow for Follow Does Not Work for Musicians. Got my cherry coke early in the morning. Before we get started, I want y'all to hit that subscribe button in that right hand corner if you're on YouTube. If you're on Facebook, hit the like. Instagram, hit the follow. Don't forget, this vlog will also be on my podcast, the Paul Pickett Podcast, which is on Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Slacker, and a bunch of other platforms. You just Google Paul Pickett Podcast. As you know, I own Promo Palace LLC. Also on planetplaylist.com, indycastle.net, and a few other sites, as well as newlitter.com, New Litter Apparel. But let's get into it. Vlog 16, why follow for follow does not work for musicians. Now, follow for follow method can't work. I mean, it's been used since social media started. But the problem is, it doesn't work musician to musician. It might work like, okay, for example, we're going to compare this to my business. You know, just to give you an example, like I promote musicians for a living and I promote brands. I do marketing and advertising. So, you know, I'm gonna explain this in like wants and needs. Artist to artist, all right? So you're an artist and you're not getting a lot of followers, a lot of listeners, you're struggling. So you try to get other artists to support you. And the way you do that is you're telling them on Facebook, you follow my link, I'll follow your link, follow for follow. I mean, that's cool, get your numbers up, you know, it looks good. But this is the problem. Artists don't really support other artists, not up and coming and unsigned artists, like artists that are labeled. They don't really support other artists. They might say they do. They might act like they do. You might think they do, but they really don't. Because, I mean, an unsigned artist typically really only cares about his music and his career. He's not really looking to support another unsigned artist. Like, this is what happens is, you know, you go into this let's support each other and follow for follow, and yeah, y'all follow each other, but neither one of y'all listens to none of the new content you're dropping after that. You don't listen to no songs after that. You're not checking out no content. You're not engaging. Followers have no value if they're not engaging with your post. They will repeat. You can have 1 million followers, and if 900,000 of them jokers ain't engaging with your post, they have no value to your cause, to what you're trying to do. They're not even engaging. That's the thing. We get caught up in this follower world. You know, it's all about getting followers. No, it's all about getting engagement. Let's say that again. It's not all about getting followers. It's about getting engagement. What good is a follower if they don't engage? And unsigned artists don't engage with other unsigned artists' posts and music. They don't really care. You know, they don't. I mean, I hate to be harsh and, you know, truth can hurt sometimes, but other artists don't really support other artists. Now take a business like mine. I do advertising and marketing. Yes, businesses don't support other businesses. But once again, I'm going to break this down in wants and needs. I'm in a business that every business needs. Marketing and advertising. Unsigned artists don't need music from other unsigned artists. Let me repeat that. I'm in a business that everybody needs. That's in business. If you have a business, I'm in a business that every business needs, marketing and advertising, because every business has to market and advertise if you want to continue to grow customers, consumer base, or fan base. Artists don't need other artists' music. Nor do they want it, typically. Nor do they want other unsigned artists' music. Unsigned artists don't need other unsigned artists' music, nor do they typically want it, because they really only care about their music getting to where they want to get their music to. And yeah, they might do features with other artists and, you know, try to combine fan bases or whatever. But, you know, like when you're doing follow for follow, it basically states you don't have no fan base. Fan base is where all the power comes from. Another unsigned artist can't break another unsigned artist. An artist that hasn't broke himself yet can't break another artist. Not off his fan base. He can't, like, he hasn't broke himself off his fan base. He can't break you off of his fan base if he hasn't broke himself off of his fan base, because he doesn't have enough fans yet. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot of fans to, you know, dictate a lot of things for yourself as an artist. Fans dictate everything. They dictate how many people's coming to your show if you are headlining a show. They dictate how many people is just organically going and streaming your song once it drops. Because if you drop a song and you don't get no streams as soon as you drop the song, you don't have no fans. I hate to say it. That's how it works. When major artists drop music, excuse me, it's Coca-Cola got me bourbon, but when major artists drop music to their fans instantly react. They instantly, you know, start listening and engaging and streaming. So if you don't have that instant streaming and listening, you really don't have any fan base in place yet. And that's the thing. Unsigned artists typically don't have fan base because they're going about things all the wrong way, you know? And like for like, that's a whole different story. And play for play, that's a whole different story. Because now you're exchanging engagements, it's all about engagements. So if you're doing play for play and you're doing like for like, it's a little, you know, more beneficial. But when you're doing follow for follow, I mean, if you're following an artist, artists are always, you know, it's always artists following other artists. That's the thing. They need to be following non-artists. If you actually just go after non-artists, non-musicians, and follow for follow with them, then you might could win some of them over as fans, because the most powerful fans are the non-musicians. The non-musicians are the ones you need to get to build fan base. You don't need to be going after other musicians to try to build your fan base. You don't, you know, follow for follow to build fan base. You don't support for support to build fan base. Because neither one of y'all are truly going to be fans of each other. So we have to get after non-musicians, because non-musicians, they're not going to have a biasness to it. They're not making music. They're not trying to accomplish what you accomplish. Like you're trying to get competitors to support you, and only so many of them are going to support you and team up with you, you know? And that's the thing. Unsigned artists are your competition, because y'all both trying to get to the same spot. And that's where the major independent or the mainstream artists are. And that's the top. And I'm going to take a break for a second. I want y'all to hit the right-hand corner, hit that subscribe button for a second. You know, subscribe to this. Don't forget, when you're on Facebook, hit the like. Instagram, hit the follow, because these also go on Facebook, our Facebook fan page, Instagram TV. Also, like I said, it's on Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, whatnot. But yeah, let me get back to this. So, like, a business like me, I can do follow for follow, because every business that isn't advertising and promoting right now needs what I have to offer. Now, they might not want it, but they need it. And needs outweigh wants. We need oxygen to live. We need water to keep living. We need to eat to keep living, or you'll starve. You know? So, needs outweigh wants. And that's the thing. When you're artist to artist, there's no need and there's no want. You know, every now and then there might be a want. I'm not saying that other unsigned artists will never want to hear your music. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not likely. There, because that's just not how the mind of an unsigned artist works. Like, they're really just doing the support just to get their numbers up. They're not going to listen to your music every time you drop. And they might not never even listen to your music. So this idea that if anybody follows you and they never engage with a post, what's the purpose? I mean, it's a waste of a follow, you know? So you only got to focus on people who are going to engage. So if y'all want to do like for like, that's cool, because that's engagement. And engagement helps. The more engagement you get, the better. You know, that's how algorithms kick in. Algorithms on social media platforms are based off engagement. Like, you know, videos or posted content ain't going to the top of charting pages or whatever, or trending pages or whatever it may be, without having a lot of engagement, you know. But follow for follow, that's not engagement. That's just follow for follow, you know. And plenty of mainstream artists got millions of followers that never engage, you know. And that's the thing. Like, you want the real fans, the ones that are going to stream your album or your single every time it drops. And let me take that back. Stream your single, because like I said before, the albums versus singles, unsigned artists shouldn't even be dropping albums unless you got a certain amount of fan base that's going to buy downloads or going to stream it every single time you drop without you having to pay somebody to advertise and promote. That's how fan base works. If you always have to pay people to advertise and promote your music, then you're not building fan base the right way. And you're not building fan base, you don't have fan base. Because major artists drop it first, and then they might pay for advertising just to even boost it even more. But a cat like Eminem or J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, anybody pretty much who has a decent amount of fan base, you know, anybody who has a million subscribers on YouTube, all they got to do is drop the video. And their fans are going to engage with it and get it trending. And their fans are going to reshare it to all these other platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Reddit and wherever else that, you know, content's being shared. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works. Nowadays, the fans are breaking the records, because labels can't break records no more. Because labels can't take an unknown artist and break him on radio. Let me take a sip on that while y'all soak that in. That labels can't take unsigned artists and break them on radio whatsoever no more. You know another platform that labels can't take unsigned artists and break them on either? Spotify. Because what artist has Spotify broke? When did Spotify broke a new artist? I'm waiting. Nobody. You know how many artists broke on TikTok last year? 80-something. You know how many artists broke on YouTube? Probably more than that. Because YouTube's the number one platform for artists breaking themselves. And TikTok's like number two now. And Instagram's like number three. And Facebook's probably number four. Because Spotify ain't breaking no unsigned artists. Spotify is just like FM radio. You know, they're just like FM radio. They don't want or need unsigned artists. Why, weighing out wants and needs again, Spotify doesn't want or need unsigned artist music because they rarely even pick up unsigned artist music. When they do, they'll add it to a playlist that might have 700,000 followers that followed 5 or 10 years ago and no engagement. You only get 7,000 listeners out of a 700,000 follower playlist. That's not even 10%. That's 1% engagement. Once again, this idea that just because you got a bunch of followers that they're engaging is bogus. We want followers that are going to engage. That's all you should care about. You shouldn't care about having a trillion followers. You should care about having a million that engage. You know? So, yeah, follow for follow, man. I mean, it's a complete waste of time for unsigned artists because you don't do it right. You do it with other unsigned artists and you don't do it with unsigned artists. You go after non-artists, people who are not going to be biased when they follow you and they might actually check your content out because they're actual music fans who aren't trying to become musicians themselves, who don't hold a certain biasness, a certain prejudice. All artists are prejudiced against unsigned artists because they all think they're better than the next unsigned artist. They all think their music's better than the next unsigned artist. They all think they should make it over this one and that one and this one and that one. They all think it should be day shot. They should be on the top. That's how it works, you know? So, like I said, for, you know, for a business like me, you know, even like, you know, as an artist, when I did targeting Twitter followers and stuff like that, I never targeted other artists. I always targeted consumers, not artists. You target, you know, the followers of the artist. You don't target the artist. You know, you don't. You know, that's the thing. And this idea that y'all follow for follow, like that just because he follows you is going to go to his fans. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So you're just following one person who's probably a hater, who's only doing the follow for follow because he's like you. He's just, it's about the numbers. It's about looking good. It's about perception. And artists just don't really, they don't know. They don't get it. They don't understand that that doesn't work. I'm on Facebook all the time when I see subscribe for subscribe and like, you know, follow for follow. I don't too much get mad at the like for likes or play for plays because it's engagement, you know. But that's the thing. I mean, you got to, you know, if you're going to do follow for follow, then you might as well say, all right, well, let's do follow for follow, like for like, and play for play. You know, get some kind of real engagement out of it because they still got to, when they play it, they still got to listen to it, you know, and then they might actually like it. But this idea that another artist is going to follow you and you follow them and y'all just going to love each other's music and be checking it out every time it drops, man, it don't work that way, you know. So, I hate to be harsh to some of these vlogs, but this little follow for follow becomes like a really hard subject because it just comes from a place of just not knowing, a lack of miseducation of that this business is the same as any other business. You know, there's a lot of musicians that truly think this isn't a business. They don't even know this is a business. I don't know what they think it is. I think they think it's like American Idol, it's a talent search or something. But it's not. In the 90s, it was a talent search. Nowadays, it's a search for an established artist with fan base. Already has fan base. That's already touring. That's already getting streams. It's already got, you know, a certain amount of subscribers or followers and a certain amount of, and it ain't even just about the followers. And labels go and look at your count with followers and you ain't got no engagement, I ain't trying to hear it. Because it's not solely about just the music. And that's going to be the next vlog we get into after, you know, vlog 17. More than just the music. The music business is not solely just about the music. If it was, labels would not care about social media followers. They would not care about engagement. They would not care about how many blogs you're on. What's your, you know, what you looking like on Google? How many TikTok influencers done took your joint, posted? They wouldn't care about all this stuff if they only cared about music. And they don't. They care about a hundred other things besides just music. They care about image. You know, they care about liabilities. Like, you know, like artists like Chief Keef, who me and my team did promotion for like 30 days for. Like these artists, they demand high insurance liabilities because the elements they bring. They bring a lot of trouble to the table. A lot of trouble. A lot of shootings at clubs when Chief Keef is performing. That's why Chief Keef had to get out of Chicago. That's why Chief Keef had to do hologram shows. Labels don't like liabilities. I mean, you see what they do when artists get locked up. They drop them right away because to them it's a liability, you know. So, yeah, just follow for follow. I mean, you could take my word for it or not, but as an artist, artist to artist, follow for follow, it's never going to work. It's a complete waste of time. You would never, ever name an artist in the history of mankind that will ever become successful and build a major fan base off of follow for follow. You have to advertise. You have to put out content. Consistently put out content, good content, and get people to react and engage off the content. The content is what brings the followers. So you advertise your best content and you consistently put out good content as well. Day to day, week to week, month to month. Every day you should be putting out content. If you're an artist and you're not putting, and I don't mean posting a quote, a saying or a phrase. I mean content. Visual or audio content. If you're not putting out a video, you writing to a beat, you know, chilling with the homie. I don't care what it is. Whatever it is that you want to make part of your content branding, like DaBaby going to South by Southwest in a diaper, if you want to put a diamond in your forehead like Lil Uzi Vert, content. People got to see it. Visual and audio content. Don't just put out songs. Put out constant pictures of yourself. Put out content, visual content of yourself. Constantly put it out. Put it out in times that are engaging. Like you need to get on Google and search out like the best times to post on social media. Then find out the best hashtags to use for what you do. Use those hashtags. Use those times. Post your content out consistently, persistently, twice, three, four times a day. Videos, pictures, whatever. Not just some little quotes. Not just songs every time you record songs. Picture, audio, picture content, visual content, put it out constantly. That's how this works in the social media world. Because people are putting out content. Spotify has 60,000 songs getting uploaded per day. How many posts you think are hitting the social media platform? 600,000. So if you think your joint's going to just stand out from the rest just because you uploaded it, it doesn't work that way. You got to constantly put out content, constantly be seen, stay irrelevant. You're only good as yesterday, last week, last month. It just goes so fast. It just goes so fast. The relevance of an artist goes so fast. Even when you super popping on top, somebody's going to drop next week and their album's going to take some of your attention. And then next week, another one's dropping, and that album's going to take that attention. or a bunch of all these videos getting uploaded to trending. I mean, you don't stay on the trending page for a major artist usually longer than a week, because every day major artists are dropping new videos. Every day. TikTokers are with millions of followers. They're dropping 4, 5, 6 posts every day. Every single day. Because it's a content-driven world, and you got to constantly put out this content. So this follow-for-follow doesn't work, man. Especially not artist-to-artist. If you're going to do follow-for-follow with non-artist and stay pumping out content and advertise. Do it. You could do it all. You could do follow-for-follow. You could advertise and pump out content. Do it all. Because that's how it works. But if you're not advertising, I mean, and you're not pumping out a ton of content, that follow for follow, good luck with that. Like I said, you could take my word or not, you know, but I ain't going to say I told you so 5, 10, 20 years from now when follow for follow doesn't work. You're just going to have to go back to the video, watch it again, and tell yourself, damn, he told me so. But, once again, hit that subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Don't forget, you're watching Promo Palace LLC TV. These are the Promo Palace vlogs. I'm Paul Pickett. Also got the Paul Pickett podcast. So these vlogs are also go up on my podcast, which is on my other YouTube channel as well. We also on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Slacker, and several other podcast platforms as well. You know, you can hit me up at paul@promopalace.biz. Check out the website, promopalace.biz, indiecastle.net, planetplaylist.com. And don't forget to check out my apparel, New Litter Apparel. That's at newlitter.com. We got 10% off on our t-shirts and apparel. Once again, I'm Paul Pickett. I want to thank you for tuning in. And I'm out.